Good morning. This is the Thursday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. Southwest Open School in Cortez, or SWOS, has built a school-based health clinic building that offers medical and mental health services to high-risk, underserved adolescents. SWOS students who have no access to affordable health care can be treated for various health issues at the clinic, allowing them to be more physically and mentally prepared to succeed in school. SWOS will be celebrating their new school-based health clinic building with an open house on the school campus tomorrow, Friday, August 29th at 4 p.m. The event will also be the launch of a capital campaign focused on bringing new buildings to their campus. Joining me this morning to talk about the new health clinic building and what it means for SWOS are Jennifer Carter, Director of Southwest Open School, and Shannon Wells, SWOS Health Clinic Coordinator. Good morning to you both.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Good morning.
Jen, let's talk about this building. Now, you've had a health clinic on the SWOS campus for a while. What does this new building look like?
It's spectacular. We would absolutely encourage you all to come in and visit it and take a tour tomorrow evening from 4 to 8 o'clock. It is really conceived to fit in with the rest of our buildings with a Southwest design, designed by Tim Flanagan, architect out of Durango. Beautiful earth colors, and has an incredible space with great new spaces for our clinic professionals. And I'll let maybe Shannon talk about the interior.
All right. Yeah, Shannon, let's talk more about the inside of the building.
Well, when you walk in the door, we have an airlock. The building is made to be very environmentally sound, and we have a waiting area for students and families to come into, and we have a receptionist area where patients can be registered. It looks pretty much like any other medical office, except that it's all brand new and beautiful. We have two exam rooms. We have a behavioral health room that also will serve students for dental. We contract with the health department, and they come over and do dental hygienist cleaning twice a year in the school-based health center. We have a small lab area and an other outlet pharmacy that is on site, and it's a fantastic space. It has doubled the space that we were previously in, and so we're really excited about it.
That sounds really, really nice. Now, are all of the services that you just described free for the students at Southwest Open School?
We implemented billing last year under our previous medical sponsor, and this year we have transitioned to a community-based medical sponsor, Southwest Health System. Our hospital has now become our medical sponsor, and currently we are not billing until we establish what is going to be the best way to handle that. We're looking at contracting with a third-party biller. School-based health centers are required under the quality standards for school-based health centers in Colorado to bill. So we will eventually bill, but right now there is no charge for services.
Wow, that's great. And Jennifer, what are some of the reactions from the students when they see this new health clinic? I'm sure most of them, or at least some of them, saw the old clinic, and now they're seeing this new one going. What are they saying? How are they reacting?
Well, I think they're incredibly excited to have the new building, and I think that for them it really is representative. Sorry. I thought I turned it off. I think it's really representative of just a new vision and a new direction for SWOS, and helps them maybe to to really feel valued and to have this new, clean, gorgeous space that's right up front in the campus. And we chose to put it up front, and really actually the students had some input and a voice in making that decision to put it right up front. It wasn't necessarily on our plan that way, but that decision was basically to just emphasize that we're going to build one building at a time, and it's for our students. So they're very excited, so excited that this last week in preparation for the party, they have all volunteered lots of their time in the morning to do all of the landscaping, because we didn't have funding for the landscaping around the building. So they have been helping with all the landscaping, putting in weed cloth, shoveling gravel and wood chips. So it's been, I think that's emphatic of their reaction to the clinic.
If you're just tuning in, this is the Thursday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning I'm talking with Shannon Wells, the Southwest Open School Health Clinic Coordinator, and Jennifer Carter is also with me. She's the director of Southwest Open School. And we're talking about their new school-based health clinic building that just opened up and getting ready to get kids in there. Shannon, let's talk a little bit about staffing. You're the coordinator, but what does the rest of the staff look like at the clinic?
The providers are employed by Southwest Health System, and we contract with them for those services. We have a nurse practitioner who is here, who staffs the clinic 2 days a week. We have a behavioral health provider who is also there 2 days a week. They overlap on one day, and that's so that we can provide an integrated behavioral health and primary care services. We have a registered nurse that assists the nurse practitioner, and we have an intake person, receptionist at the front desk, and myself. And we also work closely with the health department. They come in and they provide immunizations and flu shots twice a year. We also have a dental hygienist through the health department that comes in, sets up their dental chair in one of our rooms, and cleans students' teeth twice a year.
Wow. Well, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Thursday Morning Zine. I'm Tom Yoder, and we're talking about Southwest Open School this morning. Stay with us. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about future plans for more new buildings on the Southwest Open School campus here in Cortez. We're back. You're listening to the Thursday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder, and this morning I'm talking with Jennifer Carter, the director of Southwest Open School, and Shannon Wells, the SWO's health clinic coordinator. We're talking about their new health clinic building that was just built. And Jennifer, how was the new building funded, the new health clinic building?
So the health building was funded through a Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment grant, as well as some supplemental funding from Colorado Health Foundation, and we were able to fund the building, the full building, through both of those grants.
And I understand you put this building up, or not you personally, but construction crews put this building up in 3 months. That's amazing.
Yeah, they did. Wiminutch Construction did a fabulous job of meeting that time frame. Shannon and I, last fall, received notification of the possibility of this grant, and we contemplated it and thought, well, can we pull this off? It's a short time frame, and decided that we could. And so Shannon worked very hard on that grant. She has a fabulous relationship with Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment that she's built over the last
16 years.
So they've been an incredible funder for the program in general. So we're grateful to have that grant, and it was definitely a push, but we did it.
And now I understand this is really the impetus for a capital campaign that you're going to be launching tomorrow at your event, really, to build more new buildings on the Southwest Open School campus. And as most people and many listeners may know, a lot of your buildings are older and need to be replaced. Tell me a little bit about what your expectations are about this capital campaign.
I think that older is putting it nicely. some of our buildings are modulars that were donated to us 20, 20 some odd years ago, and before that they were already in use. So dilapidated might be the word to use for some of those structures. So we are in desperate need of replacing some of those modular buildings. And the Capitol campaign, we've really been in process for a number of years, and the former director, Judy Height, put a lot of energy and work into trying to get a BEST grant. One year we were awarded it, but didn't pass a bond. So we recognized, as I came into this position, that we really needed to just start building buildings. And so we kind of took an approach of a building at a time, a multi-phased approach. In 2012 and 13, we revised our master plan and kind of took on the idea that we were going to launch a capital campaign. And then when we were afforded this incredible grant, it really brought a lot of energy and motivation, I think, not only to us as a whole staff, but also our board and our capital campaign committee. And so we are officially launching our capital campaign Friday night to show off what we were able to do with grant funding and to continue that work. And I think that our first objective is to get a math building. We have one modular trailer that is in probably the greatest amount of decay, and so we're looking at replacing that and raising the money by January of 2016, and that would be phase five of our 10-phase capital, multi-phase capital campaign.
All right. Shannon, you've got this event coming up tomorrow on Friday, August 29th at 4 p.m. on the campus of Southwest Open School, where you're going to be showing off the new health clinic building and, as Jennifer's describing, launching this capital campaign. Tell me a little bit more about what's going to be going on at the event.
Well, as I understand it, we will have local restaurants have donated food for the event. We'll have two bands playing music, and our students are actively involved. They will be providing tours and telling folks about the school-based health center. And I think early in the program we'll have a ribbon cutting event.
That's always exciting.
Yes.
Those big scissors.
We'll have big scissors.
We preferred to do the ribbon cutting rather than the first shovel dedication. We saved it for the ribbon cutting.
Jennifer, as you look down the road, and like you said, you've got this multi-phased capital campaign that you're looking at. What is the vision as you get to the end of this? What do you see on this campus at Southwest Open School?
Well, as we initiated the revision of our master plan, we had a lot of staff and student involvement in that process. And I think that we're really committed to having a campus that remains an open campus. And what by that I mean that it looks almost like a village or a community. And so our vision is really to retain that unique space that we have. We have all these gorgeous little gardens and grottos that we've been fixing up over the past few years, and to really maintain that space because it is so much a part of our culture, but have buildings that are safe, physically safe, and also that spaces that really provide opportunities for students to move and incorporate that kinesthetic learning, to incorporate the project-based learning, to incorporate our expeditionary learning model. So we do want to retain that flavor, that village flavor that we have right now. So that's our hope and that's our vision.
All right. Well,
come by
vision.
And see the gorgeous picture of our vision on Friday night.
That's right.
4 to 8.
Well, thank you both for being here. It was really a pleasure talking with you, and best of luck with everything over at Southwest Open School. That's Jennifer
thank
Carter,
you so
and you're welcome.
Yes, thank you.
That's Jennifer Carter, the director of Southwest Open School, and Shannon Wells, the SWO's Health Clinic Coordinator. I'm Tom Yoder. You've been listening to the Thursday Morning Zine.